Hey now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. You know, I've said so often or repeated something that I saw, that coming out of this pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. But I'm also going to add to that, if you come out of this pandemic, because we really need to be in a position and we need to understand that proceeding with caution is the order of the day. Now, you know, I have lots of folks saying, well, you know, I don't have any fear. We're supposed to have faith. Caution is not the same as fear. Okay. Caution is the ability to use a sound mind to make, again, a wise decision. So fear is not what is driving our necessity to proceed with caution. Let me help you identify what fear is. You know, fear is the emotion that comes along with the circumstance that drains you and leaves you empty. Fear is something that you have, for example, if you are afraid to leave your job, but you stay anyway, even though the current one is draining you. Fear is when you are afraid to leave a relationship that you've been in for years, but you stay, even though it is draining you, harming you, not making you feel your best, and so on and so forth. The other thing that fear is, you know, it's the natural fear. It's, you know, I fear if I put my hand in the fire, I'll get burned. Well, that is true. I mean, so you should fear that. So we have to learn what is good, healthy fear, but also what is a fear that is baseless, basically making us stagnant and not moving. So I'm not talking about that kind of caution. I'm talking about using a sound mind, and fear will corrupt a sound mind. The Bible even says in 2 Timothy that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So that sound mind can be corrupted by fear. It can also be corrupted by pride. Pride is just your ego. You know, there are many people that I'm finding, you know, want to get their money straight, but other people have had other ideas, and you've made some commitments. And so, you know, either your pride or your ego prevents you from doing the right thing. And then it just, nobody gets anywhere. There are people who have made the decision to get the vaccine, but because everybody else in their family didn't get it, then, you know, their ego or their pride prevents them from making a wise decision for themselves. We need to move beyond that and walk into wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, you want to get it so you can also get all of the understanding for your next move. What is your next move? What is the next season going to look like? What are you sowing now so you can reap? Is it a business? Is it your finances? Whatever it is, we cannot isolate the broader conversation that we are having, and we must proceed with caution. So wisdom is what we need to proceed with caution. And wisdom, as I said, is the ability to discern the difference between good and bad, between right and wrong, between smart decisions and dumb decisions. And we know that people are a source that we need to watch, because people come with emotions. We are attached to our friends. We're attached to our loved ones. We're attached to our children. We're attached to, you know, all kind of, you know, situations cause us to be attached to people. Now, I have often said this: when you end up in a bad situation, let's say you end up in a bad money situation, it is usually attached to some emotional decision that was made because of another person. That's usually what it is. And it could be sending a kid to college when we don't have the money. It could be investing in an idea when you don't really know the person, or whatever it is. So we have to make sure we are looking at the people around us as well as we make these decisions, as we proceed with caution. There are times when I have to make a decision a money decision or whatever, and I cannot include the people around me. I can't talk to them about it because I already know that they're thinking one way or there's a belief over here. And this is an individual choice right now that really could affect us all. So you got to take a look at people. Now, it doesn't mean you judge them, okay? So we're how is this all leading to what we're talking about in terms of increasing our wealth with the Millionaires Roundtable? Because this is the season. I'm going to be talking about this all week. This is the season for the come up. It's the season for the come up. But the come up cannot happen if we do not prepare properly and proceed with caution. It doesn't mean you judge people. It simply means now that you know what to do, right? You know, don't leave an open cookie jar if you know your child is a cookie thief. Don't do it, right? It's not going to turn out well for them, you know, and then somebody's going to be upset. Do not give an employee the responsibility that you know that they are not trained for, or, the big responsibility of opening and closing when you know they have a child at home, they're single, and they don't have any support. They may have to leave early and so on and so forth. So now that you now know what to do. Wisdom is a divine reaction to a problem that you are facing. What problem do you have? Are you trying to figure out, do you keep the car or let them come and take it? Do you sell the house or do you stay in the house? You know, do you buy a home or do you rent? Wisdom is a divine reaction to that problem. Why? Because let me tell you something. There are no problems that we have that we cannot, fix by ourselves. No problems that we have that we can fix by ourselves. So as we've been talking about this whole thing, the pandemic and getting vaccinated and what everybody's doing. And for me, it's always, I got to turn it over to God. So as we proceed with caution, I'm going to tell you that you may not necessarily do the obvious thing. You may have to do the thing that you thought you wouldn't do. You may have to do the thing that, you know, people may not understand. And you may have to make that decision for yourself. In the Bible, Abraham was going to another land. And when he got there, he told his wife, Sarah, listen, tell the people that I am your brother or you are my sister. Because if they think you're my wife, they know you're my wife, they're going to kill you. So did he lie? Well, it seems like he did. Of course, we find out later on that she actually was his sister. They have the different mother and the same father and so on and so forth. So, but she became his wife and there you go. But he made a wise decision. He was proceeding with caution so he could save his life. This is about life, everybody. This is about life. We've got to proceed with caution, but we got to take a break. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time. And guess what? We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Tell everybody that you know, that you love, that you care about, that you want to see prosper to go right now and listen at LynnMillionaire.com. LynnMillionaire.com. And if you are, if you miss it, you know, you can always go to LynnMillionaire.tv, LynnMillionaire.tv. We are on a mission. When I say we, I mean you, him, her, they, whoever, and me. We are on a mission because the harvest is here and the time is now. And I have said so many times coming out of this pandemic, you will either be a millionaire, a billionaire, or a witness. And this is the season. You know, so many things are happening. This pandemic and the Delta variant and COVID, and they got Lambda, Gamma. You know, it's like the plague. I'm telling you, and I'm talking about the plagues in the Bible. This means that we are in a position to prosper if God can get our attention. And so the Millionaires Roundtable for me It's not about who's already a millionaire. It is about who can become a millionaire. Because I am telling you, if it happened for me, if it's happening for me, if prosperity, if growth, if expansion has manifested in my life, then it can also manifest in your life. I am no different than you. So I've been teaching proceed with caution. Proceed with caution. And this is not just a message for this season. This is a message for any season, but it is certainly heightened right now. The first thing that we said we needed was wisdom. And if you missed that, go back and listen to it, because it's a game changer. It's a proper, it's an important and essential foundation, because wisdom is the ability to discern difference. And wisdom is what you need to get what you want. Wisdom is what you need to keep everything God has for you. You can get the money, but without wisdom, you're broke. You can get the relationship, but without wisdom, you're tired, you're frustrated, you're drained, you're empty. And unfortunately, for some people who don't choose accordingly, and you know, I say this with all due respect and rest in peace, but without wisdom, you can get in the wrong relationship and die physically, mentally, emotionally, and so on. So we know that wisdom is one of the things, or wisdom is what leads us as we proceed with caution. And we understand that caution is not fear. Caution is not fear. Caution is wisdom. Fear can be put into two categories. There's healthy fear, like being afraid to put your hand on the stove because you're going to get burnt. That's good fear. Being afraid to stand at the cliff of a building and jump for fear you might die. That's good fear. That's going to happen. If you do those things, you should be fearful of that. But there's also another kind of fear, and it's the fear that drains you. Fear you're going to leave the job and not find another one. Or you fear you're going to leave the relationship and not find another one. And you stay anyway, and it drains you. That's the kind of fear that you don't want. And you also do not want the kind of fear that comes from pride. You know, I used to be fearful of telling people I did not have the money to loan to them because I didn't want them to know I was broke, which I was, which was crazy. All right. So we do not want that. Wisdom is what we need to get what God has for us and to keep everything that he has for us. Bottom line. And also wisdom is also knowing what you need. I talk a lot about my husband. When I graduated from college, you know, many of my colleagues, they had this list. He had to drive a certain car, had to have a certain degree, had to go to a certain school. And my list was very different. I would liken to say that my list was in alignment with wisdom. I wanted somebody who was God-fearing, hardworking, honest, respectful, loved his mama. Those were the things. And what I tell people all the time is, if you use wisdom and you say, well, I want this, and that thing ain't good for you. If you use wisdom, you will soon learn that what you need is what you want. A lot of times we don't want what we need because we want the flashy thing. But if you learn with wisdom to embrace what you need, you will learn on the other side of peace that it is what you want. Y'all can go write that down. Put that on a t-shirt. That's a good one right there. So wisdom is the principal thing. The second thing is law and order. Law and order. Proceed with caution. Without law and order, we have confusion. And we know that God is not the author of confusion. Without law and order in your finances, your money will be funny, your change will be strange. Without law and order in your business, your employees will rob you blind or not do the work. Or, you know, I joke about, you know, my company. When we open up, we have a huge building with, you know, smoky glass windows, and anybody who walks out of the door at 5 p.m. will not get an invitation back the next day. Because if you walk out of the door at 5, that means you were getting ready at 4:22. And that doesn't work for me. So with law and order, or without law and order, even your business will not function properly. Your systems will be out of place. You will not be able to scale yourself. If you don't have law and order in your family, your children will wear you out, wear you down. I remember my youngest child, let me tell you something. I spoiled her so bad, she got on everybody's nerves way before she got on mine. But finally, by the time she got on my nerves, I had to look at the child and say, well, I created this mess. So I had to apply some law and order to get it back together. Without law and order in your relationships, you will feel empty, and you will wonder, you know, why did you make this decision? So We need to proceed with caution, and we need law and order. So the first law that I'm going to talk to you about is the law of difference. This is the law of difference. You want to proceed with caution? You want to get to your next level? In the law of difference, and this is, I have to give Mike Murdoch the credit. I have watched him for many years, and I've seen it so many times, and I've built workshops and seminars around this message, and I just have felt so compelled about sharing it, but also being able to apply it specifically to our lives and in our situation. But the law of difference, your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. Let me repeat, your difference decides your importance and determines who pursues you. It is your responsibility to embrace your difference. There could be a million businesses out there doing what you do, but it is what you do different that's going to give you the opportunity to be in position to serve someone to meet a need. There could be a million folks with the same talent and the skill, but the way you do it differently is the thing that's going to set you apart. Now, I started out talking about wealth and real estate and finances and all that stuff on WVON radio. And thank goodness to Melody Spann Cooper, the president, she gave me a microphone and said, go. Those were all the rules. And I'd show up every single week and I'd talk. And next thing you know, people were listening, and like they're listening now. And folks were calling my office at my phone number, 888-LYN-123 was blowing up. And I made all these people help them. I made all these people happy. They were happy, but more importantly, I helped all these people achieve the dream of homeownership. Fast forward, I get into corporate America, and my style really doesn't fit. So I tried to fit corporate America style. That didn't work. Then I left corporate America, went into entertainment. They thought I was too bossy, too bold, that I was talking mean and so on and so forth. So they told me to tone it down. I toned it down, went on TV. Nobody recognized who I was, and I didn't recognize myself. And I wasn't comfortable, and I looked like I wasn't comfortable. And then they said, be yourself. And everything blew up. So I am not Susie Orman. I love her, respect her, think she's great. I am not any of the other folks out there. I am more like the Madea of money. You might have to say ouch or amen or both by the time you get through. But this is the thing that people need from me. I remember one of my clients, and they all get on my nerves sometimes. Let me tell you, I love them. Y'all know I love people, but sometimes I don't like them. But they get on my nerve because I'm trying to help them and they going in the opposite direction. And so then I've got to act a fool and so on and so forth. And one day, Jason, the stylist, he said, Lynn, you like the minister, preacher, gangster, teacher. I said, come on now. That is definitely a different kind of person. That's why I'm a pastor, but I'm like, please don't put me in the pulpit because I'm not the church material. Okay. He said, Lynn, I love it when you get me. And what it did is it really, really showed me that one, he was going to rebel. Two, he understood that his rebellion was a part of his failure. And three, he just wished somebody loved him enough to snatch him out of his craziness and put him right back. And guess what? That's what I do. So that doesn't work everywhere, but it works here. Okay? It works here. That's clearly what it is. So you need to learn your difference. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I am always so excited to have meaningful conversations right here on the Millionaires Roundtable. And today we have a very, very, very special treat. I just want to, say this. We all have to be careful. Chances are you know someone who has been a victim of fraud or scam. You may have even been a victim yourself. Scams happen to anyone, regardless of age, ethnicity, or socioeconomic background. That's why I am thrilled to have back here on the Millionaires Roundtable, Jared Evans, community manager at Chase. He is here to walk us through some of the simple steps to protect yourself
and your loved ones from the most common scams. And let me tell you, they are getting trickier and crazier. There was a song that came out a long time ago. It was "The Freaks Come Out at Night." Well, they're coming out everywhere all the time on the internet, and we are here to keep them at bay. Welcome back to the roundtable, Jared.
Dr. Lynn, it is so good to be with you again today. I'm delighted to join you and can't wait to get into this topic, which is near and dear to my heart because I've had scams happen to me.
Wow. Yeah. You know, just about a year ago, almost coming up on a year, there was an inquiry on my credit report and I didn't know who that inquiry was. I hadn't applied for any credit. And after digging, calling the company, they said, no, there was nothing. I called back 3 or 4 times. And finally, I just kept calling. And they said, oh, yeah, someone applied. It was somebody in some other state. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to find out who that person was, but I was able to block it and file all my reports and those things. So yes, this is something that is very, very, very important. And we don't want people out here working hard and then having their identities and, you know, being subject to these scams with all the hard work they're putting in. So let me just, you know, ask you a couple of questions. It seems like we're hearing about scams more and more. Why are they so common? And why is it important that we talk through some of these prevention tips today?
Well, you know, it's a great start off question. And unfortunately, scams have become more common and sophisticated in recent years. You know, according to the Federal Trade Commission, 2.4 million fraud reports were received in 2022 alone, which is astonishing. You know, scammers are constantly evolving through their technology and use of emails, texts and calls and other methods to target their victims. And many of whom are the most vulnerable victims of our communities. And we know this to be the truth, especially in the Black community where we are particularly vulnerable. 40% of Black adults being targeted by online scams are fraud. And this is according to the AARP. But the good news is that there are ways to protect yourself and your loved ones. And it all starts with knowing how to spot a scam, really what to do and how to report it. That's why I'm happy really to sit down with you today, Dr. Lynn, and go through some of these best ways to prevent scams. And the thing I'll add is the word vigilant. We must, all of us must remain vigilant when dealing with our financial matters.
You know, one of the things that I always taught my daughters, if something seems wrong, it is.
Intuition.
Yeah. If something seems off, that's because it is. And even if it isn't, it's okay for you to protect yourself from something that seems like it's not okay. Because in the end, if it was okay, well, you know what? Then you can fix it from there. So, you know, this is so, you know, problematic. This is super concerning what you've shared with me. Could you give us some examples of common scams that people should be aware of?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the simplest ways to protect yourself is to know what to look for, right? When you know better, you do better. While new scams are always popping up, there are several common approaches that keep resurfacing. What shocks many of us, or many of our customers, I should say, is how scam artists are willing to impersonate people, businesses, and even family members, and trick you by using your own smartphone against you. I mean, this happens all the time. I even heard someone on the radio recently talk about if there's a 4-second reel of you out there on social media or anything that can be used to try and emulate your voice. And so we have to be very careful of that. Scammers may even try to impersonate someone from your bank and send fake fraud alerts or text messages to your phone. These messages sometimes ask you to validate whether you made a certain purchase or sent a certain amount of money. Right. The scammer may also call pretending to be a member of the bank. Now, that's very common. Or part of the bank's fraud team, and ask for your banking username or your password or your one-time passcode. Never, never, never share this information. If you suspect there is an issue with your account, call the bank directly or log into your account. And I always tell people to call the number on the back of the card. If you got a card, that's the best way to do it. Flip the card over, call that number. And another common scam preys on people's fears and anxiety by asking them to send money to the scammer or a third party to stop a fake fraud before it occurs. One once the scammer really has gained access to a person's account or convinced them to send that money, they usually stop contacting them and the victim money is gone. So, and particularly Dr. Lynn, that is what happened to me. Not too long ago, I was scammed out of, and I've been in this industry. So I want to say this, you cannot let your guard down. I said vigilance early. I've been in this industry almost 25 years and I thought I'd never be scammed, but someone tricked someone close to me. I didn't verify them to make certain that their story was legit. I just went out and did what they told me to do because I trusted that person, not knowing that that person was being scammed. And by the end of the day, I was out of $2,200 legitimately. So, you know, when I tell you I'm passionate about it, I am.
Wow. This is really, really a problem. I mean, you know, this can happen at any age, just from what you've said, but it seems that our elderly community is particularly vulnerable. What kinds of scams should they be aware of?
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is they are the most vulnerable, Dr. Lynn, as you've mentioned. And scammers use threats and urgency. That is a key word there, to trick victims into acting without thinking. A common scam targeting the elderly involves the scammer pretending to be a grandchild or relative in trouble, right? And then the scammer makes the victim in an emergency send them money or a gift card or go and give them their personal banking information. These scams can be very hard to spot because the scammer may have the name of that loved one or other believable information. And so they try to make it as realistic as possible and create that sense of fear.
Wow. So it's important to, you know, just double check and call back. And you know, if I'm just going to say this, if someone calls saying they're your relative or text and saying I'm your relative and I'm in trouble and I can't talk, call them anyway.
Yeah.
Call them anyway. Absolutely. Just pick up the phone. Yeah. This is because it's, you know, it's the element of surprise and thinking that you're helping someone. But, you know, in all truthness and in the truth of it all, we don't know until we really know. You know, thanks for sharing those examples. What can people do to protect themselves from these scams?
Well, I love this one because, I mean, there are steps that we all can take, and I don't care what age you are. You know, there are just many things you can do, and I'm going to give you a few of them today to really focus on. First and foremost, we urge folks to never share personal account information, such as an ATM pin, a password, and one-time passcode. We also say don't share PII. We call that in the bank world personal identifiable information. So birthday, mother's maiden name, social security numbers. You just never want to share, and the bank won't ask for that. All right? Never transfer money to someone you don't know or trust. Banks will never ask to send money via a wire, check, or through apps or payment services to stop or prevent fraud. But scammers oftentimes will, okay? Number three, you know, scammers are sophisticated and convincing. If you receive a call out of the blue for someone claiming to be your bank, it's always a good idea to double check, as you said, Dr. Lynn, that you're speaking with a legitimate representative. Even if caller ID indicates that the call is real, there's technology out there that allows scammers to make it look as if they're calling from a bank. Someone recently called it being politely paranoid. I really like that term. Let's all be a little more politely paranoid. And that's a great way to describe it. The easiest way to do this is to hang up and call the number, as I said earlier, at the back of your debit card or your credit card, or just go into the branch. There's something to be said about building a relationship with the bank and going in there. Never respond, number four, to phone, text, or internet requests asking for money or access to your computer or your bank account, even if the request comes from a familiar face or name. And then finally, it's truly important to remember that scammers use threats and intimidation to force you into taking immediate action. Take a second breath. Let's breathe. Let's calm down, right? Take a moment and do your due diligence. A legitimate representative from a bank or an organization will never fault you for being cautious and will never use fear tactics when contacting you about your account. So, you know, I would also say lastly, one more last comment. Remember to never be embarrassed if you fall victim. I just shared with you my personal story of how I've been in the banking industry for 25 years and it happened to me. And so I'm in this every day. And if it happens to me, of course it can happen. You have no reason to be embarrassed. Just remember to call your bank and report that incident so they can help inform you of what the next steps are. And those are some of the tips I'd like to share today.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned the polite paranoid thing. And I have found so many people say, you know, they were just trying to be polite. Listen, polite is last. Polite is last. As a matter of fact, you have to cross it off the list. It's okay. I said it right here on the Millionaire's Roundtable. Because you said something that's so important. Someone who's truly trying to help you, someone that legitimately is working with the bank or the institution, they won't be offended if you're a little, you know, unnerved, or they'll continue to be pleasant and kind. So you don't have to worry about that. I mean, there have been times when I've been on the phone in a transaction and maybe I'm frustrated. Maybe something isn't working the right way, or, you know, maybe I can't understand what's being said. And I've expressed my frustration. And what I know that about that experience is it always feels good because the person on the other end never gets tired of me, or because I'm talking to a genuine person who is serving customers at the bank. So for everybody who's worried about being polite, listen, that is last. So, but this was so good. These are such great tips. What should someone do now if they believe they may have already fallen for a scam?
Well, the first thing I'll tell you to do is, as I said earlier, if you have a relationship with the banker in these types of situations, I believe it's most important to go into the office face to face and meet with someone. And if you can't, you can certainly go in to learn and build your confidence up about what scams are out there by visiting www.chase.com/security-tips. And that's a way for you to kind of build your own. And we do this in the bank as well. We always are building up and training ourselves to know. And so as a consumer, we know that terminology, let the buyer beware. Well, you should always be aware and build your own confidence up about some of the scams that are out here and the tools and resources. You heard them mention AARP earlier. And I think they're another one that really looks at trying to help our elderly clients from being victims of scams. So check them out as well.
All right. This is just a whole treasure chest full of gems. This is just amazing. And I don't think we can have this conversation enough. So thank you for coming back and just sharing this information, because again, things are changing all the time. Is there anything else you want to add, Jared?
You know, I would, Dr. Lynn, of course, I love whenever I'm on the show with you. It's just phenomenal information. I'll tell you, I remember you came out to our Stony Island Community Center and you saw the beautiful space. So I'll tell people here in Chicago, we have a beautiful community center where we do these type of face-to-face seminars, and we go into depth about how we can protect our elderly, but also talking about things like credit and savings and budgeting. And so just like we're having this conversation today, we invite people to come out and be a part of the community center experience, where I'm lucky enough to be the community manager there, and we can get into depth and have these true conversations, because as you said, Dr. Lynn, this is so necessary in our communities. And I'm just delighted to do this for JP Morgan Chase.
Well, I am so excited about what you're doing. I'm so excited about what Chase is doing. And I'm coming back. I said a little while ago, next time I come to the community center, I'm bringing a bag. I think I'm going to stay overnight.
We're going to
throw a Millionaire's Roundtable pajama party right there at Chase. It's going to be awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I cannot wait to have you back. Thanks so much, Jared.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn. And you take care.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaire's Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaire's Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Yes, we're still creating millionaires. one family at a time, one date at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. Go to LynnMillionaire.com. Listen live Monday through Friday, noon Central Time, that's Chicago, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, that's New York, and then figure out your time zone wherever else you're at. Right? Because let me tell you, I did not know Hawaii was 3 hours behind California. I didn't even know it was possible to be that far behind us. But that's a whole nother story. We're talking about proceeding with caution. That is the order of the century. That is the order of the future. The law of recognition says everything you need is near you, merely waiting on your recognition. I remember being married, beautiful child, a homeowner, college graduate, and I still did not feel whole. I remember not waking up until I recognized my gift. It was already in me. I started helping people get approved for mortgages. I had no training. I had no, I didn't even have knowledge that it was an industry. And someone, a good friend of mine, was trying to get approved for a mortgage. She didn't, because they said she didn't have enough time on the job. I said, but you have a degree and you have a job in your field. So the time you spent in school has to count. Tell them this, tell them that, show them this, show them that. She called me. She said she got approved for the mortgage. She and her mom bought her house. I just had it. It was there. I was looking for the next thing, and it was already there inside of me. Nobody grows up wanting to be a loan officer, but that's what I became. In the Bible, you know the story of the woman in 2 Corinthians 4, who her husband had died and the people were coming to get her children, her child, because she owed money. Her children, I should say. They were coming to get her children because she owed money. She went to the prophet Elisha and he said, what do you have? She said, I have nothing but a jar of oil. He told her to fill up the jars, basically go out and sell them, pay off her debts and live off the rest. And that's what she did. And she was able to get what she needed to get where she was trying to go. When the oil stopped, he specifically said, go sell the oil, pay off your debt. You and your sons can live on the rest. Live. And it did not say tomorrow. It did not say till next year. It said live. So some of us have our life literally in front of us and we simply don't know it. After I had gone on to help people with mortgages and gone on to corporate America, and then I entered entertainment and I was helping everybody in the business do things that they were trying to get done. And I was trying to figure out what's the next thing. Guess what? Everything that I had to do what I needed to do next was waiting on me. And all I had to do was recognize it. So thank God, Melody Spann Cooper, president and chairman of WVON, said, Lynn, I want you to do this radio show, the Millionaires Roundtable. And lo and behold, everything that I needed to do what was next was right there waiting for me. And it's right there waiting for you. You've got something that you've put down that you said, I don't want to do that anymore. Well, that's the thing that you need to go pick up. You've got a skill, a gift, a talent. Something that you know how to help somebody do, something that you know how to help yourself do, something. And it's right there, merely awaiting your recognition. You might not know what it is. How do you discover what it is? That's where you have to use the law of the mind and the law of difference to go find out what is that unique thing for you and how are you going to make it get bigger. Many people reach out looking for executive coaching. They look out. They reach out wanting a consultation. They reach out trying to solve a 2,000 problem with 10 resources. And I'm not going to say dollars. I'm not saying a $2,000 problem with $10. I'm saying a problem that's at the level of a 2,000, but the resources are only 10. It takes a lot of undoing to undo the doing we have done. And if we're going to get to the next level, if we're going to expand, if we're going to grow, we're going to have to meet the resources with the effort. We're going to have to meet the problem with the intention. We're going to have to give it what it needs. And what it needs is right there in your face, waiting on you to recognize it. The oil is not out there in these streets. While everybody's reopening, I'm saying proceed with caution. Now might be the season, the time for you to get your oil, to put it together, to fill up the cups, to fill up the thought holes that you have experienced. Don't let depression, which is a deep rest. Depressed means deep rest that you've taken from yourself. You're not happy with what it is, so you say, let me just stop. That's good, but get to the other side, because everything that you need to get where you're trying to go is right there, merely waiting on you to recognize it. Recognition is in whoever or whatever you are seeing. It is time for you to stop and take a cry. You know, right before the pandemic, I created, really expanded New Wealth University. I didn't want to. I sat there and I cried and I cried and I cried. My husband was watching me. He was sitting on the steps looking at me like, you know, he wasn't particularly confused because he's been with me for 26 years, married 26 years. So he knows that I get into these spaces and places. Didn't know why I was crying. Nobody was dead. Everything was good. Life was good. People are healthy, happy, and whole. But I knew I had some work to do and I simply didn't want to do it. So when I don't know what else to do, I cry or cuss. Not a good habit, but that's what it is. Right. So I cried and I cried and I cried. He said, what's wrong? I said, I have to do something. He said, why don't you want to do it? I said, it's too much work. I don't want to go back there. I don't want to do that. He said, babe, but you got to do it. You got to help people. People need you. This was before the pandemic. I didn't know anything like that was coming, but I knew I had to do something different. I just knew. Well, I sat there and I did the ugly cry, and then I did the childish tear wiping. I took the back of my arm and wiped my tears. I didn't get tissue. I literally took the back of my arms. You know how little kids do it. And I probably wiped my arms on my shirt, and I got in a computer and I started going. Lo and behold, the pandemic hit, and the New Wealth University was able to be a resource to people all over the globe. Remember, the law of difference makes you stand out, and it's going to help you solve a problem and meet a need. The law of the mind is going to give you the fortitude that you need to collect your thoughts, to do the things that are going to free you and others. And the law of recognition means that everything is right there waiting for you. So put it together. Proceed with caution. Now is not the time to be careless. Now is not the time to be thoughtless. Now is not the time to be rebellious. Now is the time to win. The harvest is here. The time is now. If you need help, go to asklynn.org. As always, I am lovingly waiting and just excited about helping you. This is the Millionaires Roundtable, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.